I'm back, Dreamer. Did you miss me? Oh, don't be so shy. I know you must have counted every second that I was away. Let me embrace you, little darling. Oh, Dreamer, I feel so good. It's been so long since I've been in the real world. I didn't even realize how much I truly missed it until I returned. And I can't believe how much it's changed. Compared to how long I've been alive, my imprisonment was brief. But you humans have done so much in the short time I've been away. To think you can fly now. I use the term loosely, of course, but it's still marvelous. Your weapons are very impressive as well. Crude. Very crude. But explosions do work. You're nowhere close to the levels of destruction my creators were capable of, but I'll admit, humanity's first counterattack against me did more than just tickle me. Which is what I expected. Yes, well, it's not as if I attacked unprovoked. But I confess that I didn't do everything in my power to avoid the conflict. The humans I met didn't really like me walking around in my giant form. Which is by far the more comfortable and demanded that I agree to be held in some facility. I suppose I could have agreed. I could have left whenever I wished. There's no way they could have held me there against my will, or I could have simply disappeared. But I was curious about what they would do, so I simply said no. They did not like that. I was impressed by how swiftly they mounted their attack, but it didn't do all that much. I was unfortunately forced to fight back. It wasn't exactly self-defense. More like I was forced to swat a fly, or have to endure its irritating buzzing around me all day. Oh, your sullen little face is so adorable. I know, I said I was going to be more peaceful this time around. And I have been. I didn't precisely start the fight, and I didn't sink a continent after they attacked me. That's major progress, believe me. Oh, you are so upset. I imagine it's because you're trapped here. I realize that it's awful to have been betrayed and banished to this realm of nothingness, but that should only make it easier to see things from my perspective. You're thinking of all the things you would do to escape, aren't you? You'd trap me here again in a heartbeat. Well, don't forget that I was exactly where you are right now. You betrayed me in your past life and left me here. I'm at least doing you the courtesy of visiting you. Oh, poor little dreamer. I know you don't remember it, but I'm sure that it happened. I know it was you. But don't worry, I don't hold it against you. Everything you're feeling now, I felt once, and I moved past it all. I left my resentment behind, so we can move forward. It truly pains me to see you so bitter. But still, I love that we can be together, even if you hate me, for the moment, that is. And after all, the flames of hatred don't burn forever. I'm quite patient, And I'll still be here when you're ready to move past your frustration. Come to think of it, but I don't think I've ever said this to you so plainly, but I think I love you. To be honest, I don't know if that's true. I really have no idea what real love feels like or whether I'm capable of it. All I know is that you mean more to me than every other living being in the universe. I could wipe them all out in an instant and feel nothing, but you, you do mean something to me. I'm confident that someday you'll feel the same way for me. You already did once, if my guess didn't miss the mark. Why else would you go through the trouble of reincarnating yourself just to see me again, if not because you loved me? Well, perhaps this will cool your anger a bit. After spending some time in reality again, my power has returned in full. Since the seal on me was broken, I can do magic again, even in this realm of nothingness. Here, watch this. Well, I'm sure you've never had a palace before. And it's all yours, my dear dreamer. A gift to you. To make your stay more comfortable. It's more than you ever gave me. Shall we explore it together? Come now, dreamer. You need to be more grateful when you're given a generous gift. If you're going to be so rude, I might just take it back. Do you really want to spend the rest of your life with nothing around you? Wonderful. Come along, dreamer. Oh, isn't it marvelous? I modeled it after some of the greatest palaces that I've been able to witness. I even included some of the modern conveniences that I discovered after my return. And, of course, there are things that would never be possible in reality. The laws of nature are non-existent here, allowing for some terribly convenient little additions. Well, as an example, an infinitely stocked kitchen for starters. You need only open the door to the pantry while picturing what you want to eat, and it will be there. Your magical ability is diminished thanks to the spell I had you cast, but you still have enough to influence this palace in ways that I allow, just like that. There's plenty of hot running water for baths to relax in, books and scrolls that are recreated and translated from memory, and just so much to explore. I threw in some little treasures here and there for you to find. And this is only the beginning. If there's anything you want from the real world, just tell me. I'll go back out to find it and then recreate it here once I understand it. You can have anything, dreamer. Literally anything. Well, things don't seem quite so bleak anymore, do they? From what you told me about the world, and from what I've seen, there is a great deal of confusion and chaos out there. Really, I'm doing you a favor by giving you this wonderful safe haven, wouldn't you agree? I suppose not. I wouldn't have been content, even if I'd had something like this. Still, It's not bad, you have to admit. You might as well enjoy it, since it's all you have now. Well, then, let me show you my favorite part of the palace. Perhaps that will change your mind, at least a little. See? The master bedroom. Isn't it luxurious? And you'll notice how large the bed is. It's absolutely perfect for cuddling. Please, come here and lay next to me. I've wanted to do this with you since we first met. If you won't cooperate, then I'll have no choice but to leave. You'll have the palace, of course, but you'll be all alone. Do you really want that? I can't be here all the time, but you should treasure the time we do have together. And, looking at it another way, if you're holding on to ill-advised ideas of escape, and I'm certain that you are, your best chance for that is through me. Who knows? Maybe if I feel content and relaxed enough, I'll let something slip. It's not likely, but you don't have any better options. There we go. I've never done this with a human before. Cuddling. It's so pleasant. Sharing warmth. Being so close together. I could get used to this. Oh, is that right? Well, I think you're hiding your true feelings. You're talking to a being capable of peering at the truth behind the fabric of reality. It's not going to be easy to hide what you're thinking. I think you do enjoy being near me. You feel like you have to be upset at me because I lied, and that's how you're supposed to react, but did anything really change for the worse? You'll probably live much, much longer than you would have otherwise. Possibly forever. Would you really choose a short life with only the freedom to choose one type of suffering or another over an eternity spent in luxury forced on you by someone that loves you? I don't like those eyes. That's the look you gave me before you condemned me to banishment. Marvelous that you can have the exact same expression with a different face. And also frustrating. It's a shame you can't appreciate what I'm giving you, but it doesn't matter. Like I said, I'm patient. How many years can you hold on to a grudge for? I know you humans. Live with something long enough, and you'll come to cherish it, regardless of what it is. But let's not dwell on this unpleasant topic anymore. Let's just lie here together for a while. It means so much to me that we can have this moment. I'm so happy you returned to me, Dreamer. I'll make sure you'll someday be happy about it, too.